僕は君この綺麗で
Gop Kumar has again returned to this Vrajabhumi. And the bliss that he has gained in Vrajabhumi, he didn't get anywhere else. If someone touches Vrajabhumi, at least once, that person won't forget that bliss ever again. After meeting those liberated souls, there, close to Brahman effulgence of the Lord, the place of mukti, salvation, he has come back to Vrajadham, the very same Vrajadham in which we are sitting now. He came back to Vrajabhumi and he was searching for his Gurudev. And suddenly, in one Nikunja Kutir, secluded place, he has seen his Gurudev again. His Gurudev was without consciousness. He has fainted in his divine bhavas, transcendental loving emotions. He has fallen on the ground, fainting, his tears profusely coming from his eyes, foam coming from his mouth, mucus coming from his nose. All these bodily changes he was experiencing in his divine emotions. Gop Kumar was in bliss that he again gained the darshan of his Gurudev when his Gurudev came back to consciousness. And because of all of these changes within his body, because of all these tears profusely coming from his eyes, the foam, the mucus, his Gurudev took bath in Yamuna and affectionately he embraced his disciple Gop Kumar. Again, Gop Kumar's Gurudev instructed him in chanting the divine mantra, telling Gop Kumar that if you chant this mantra with great absorption, you will gain anything you desire. Gop Kumar gaining the darshan of his Gurudev, and his bliss was increasing, he was glorifying Gurudev loudly. His Gurudev has again disappeared, and Gop Kumar was feeling great separation from his Gurudev. He did as his Gurudev has told him. He continued chanting the mantra that his Gurudev has given to him with great absorption. And Gop Kumar was searching for Krishna everywhere in Vraja. He has went to Mathura. Mathura means madur, sweet, or Mantan churning the nectar, churning the bliss. There is so much bliss in the abode of Mathura. This is why it is called Mathura. That is the place where bliss is constantly present and it's being churned further on. That place is called Mathura. The glories of Mathura are much greater than the combined glories of all other holy places. Mathura is so glorious, and within the area of Mathura, Vrindavan is more glorious than Vrindavan itself is Govardhan Mountain, and on the whole Govardhan Mountain, the most glorious is Radhakund. Padma Purana is describing the glories of Mathura. Padma Purana is describing in this verse glories of Mathura. Mathura is more glorious than Vaikuntha. Much, much more glorious than Vaikuntha. If someone resides in abode of Mathura for even one night, they will develop bhakti for Lord Hari, Lord Shri Krishna, and Shri Radharani. On its own, bhakti for them will develop. Just by residing even one day, one night in Vrajadham, in Mathuradham. These are the glories of Mathuradham. Mathura is much more glorious than Vaikuntha itself. In Mathura, Gop Kumar has seen Brahmanas chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. And they were saying that Sri Krishna is always present in Vrajabhumi. That Krishna is present in everywhere, in everything, in Vrajabhumi. In trees, in leaves of a trees, wherever, in all directions, Krishna is present. So Gop Kumar, he was considering, where can I find Govinda, Krishna? He was searching for Krishna everywhere. Absorbed in Prem, his pure love for Shri Krishna, he was searching for Shri Krishna, calling for him. Hey Krishna, hey Gopal, hey Mukunda, hey Govinda. Hey Nanda Kishore Krishna, hey Yashoda Tanai, Radhikeshur, all these names of Krishna he was calling, searching through forests of Raj. He was so eager for darshan of Shri Krishna. He was thinking, is it that I'm not fortunate enough to get darshan of Shri Krishna? absorbed in Sri Krishna. He was searching for Sri Krishna from forest to forest. He was worshipping Lord in variety of ways, glorifying Him. And in one moment, he has seen Sri Krishna Chandra in a distance. Gaining darshan of Sri Krishna from distance, he was absorbing the mood, desiring to serve Him. He desired to embrace Sri Krishna, and he ran to embrace Him. Being absorbed in this mood, bhav, desire to embrace Sri Krishna, he has fainted instantly and he has fell on the ground. At that moment, associates of Lord Vishnu, Vishnu Dutas, has appeared by the side of Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar was lying without consciousness, and in such a state, Vishnu Dutas has taken him to their vehicle, Viman, to take him to Vaikuntha. Gop Kumar, he had desire to see Vaikuntha. Many sages who performed austerities desired to see Vaikuntha. How is it? How is that abode like? So Gop Kumar, he was lying unconscious on the ground, and Vishnu Dutas, they took him in that state to take him to Vaikuntha. As they were on the way, Gop Kumar gained consciousness again, and he was amazed to see that those very same associates of Lord Vishnu that he has seen had an abode of mukti, the place where salvation is given. Those Vishnu Dutas, associates of Lord Vishnu, were by his side again. And they have told Gop Kumar, accept the same form as the Lord has, the same form that we have, the form that is like Lord Vishnu's form with the four hands. But Gop Kumar, he didn't want to get the same form as the Lord. He has told that he is satisfied as he is, in his human-like form. He didn't want to get that kind of salvation by getting the same form of body as the Lord has. So this Viman was proceeding further. They reached Svarga, heavenly planets. But Gop Kumar has already known that even heavenly abode is a place of distress. There is no peace there. Devatas were fighting with demons. And as famous verse says, there is no peace in whole the universe. Associates of Lord Indra and Indra himself, from Svarga, from heavenly planets, they were showering flowers upon Gop Kumar. And in that way, Gop Kumar proceeded on the vehicle, Viman of Vishnu Dutas, through Maharlok, Taparlok, Brahmarlok, or Svargarlok, to Lord Vishnu's abode, to Lord Shiva's abode, to Shivlok. He spent some time with them there. There is a detailed description of it. And at the end, Gop Kumar offered his obeisances again to Lord Shiva, to Mother Uma, his wife. And like that, further on, Gop Kumar, accompanied by Vishnu Dutas, has reached Vaikuntha. Vishnu Dutas has told him, Gop Kumar, you wait here at this gate. We will go inside to get permission of Lord Vishnu for your entrance into the inner abode of Vaikuntha. All the associates of Lord Vishnu, they were all the same. Gop Kumar was seeing different associates of Lord Vishnu, but they were all having the same form. They were effulgent as a sun, having four hands, and as the Lord, they were also carrying the symbols of the Lord, club, lotus, conch. And chakra. Seeing them, Gop Kumar would instantly fall on the ground, offering obeisances to them, glorifying them. He was glorifying Lord Vishnu, offering obeisances. And those servants of Lord Vishnu, those associates of Lord Vishnu, Vishnu Dutas, they were telling, no, no, we are just servants of the Lord. All of them were replying, we are servants of the Lord only. Again, he has seen other, Gop Kumar has seen other associates of the Lord, companions of the Lord that were even more effulgent. Then he thought, this must be Lord Vishnu. Again, he has offered obeisance, he started glorifying Lord Vishnu. But again, they have told, we are also just servants of the Lord. We are servants of Lord Vishnu. And this has happened several times. Gop Kumar was amazed seeing the forms of Lord Vishnu associates that were the same as his own. He was bewildered. But Gop Kumar has seen those different gardens there in Vaikuntha. He was amazed. He has visited so many places as Svarga, heavenly planets, Maharlok, Taparlok, Brahmalok or Svargarlok. He has seen the abode of mukti, of salvation. But none of them were possible to compare with the attraction that Gop Kumar felt seeing Vaikuntha now. The fine breeze was carrying sweet fragrance, divine fragrance. Such a beautiful abode. Gop Kumar, seeing the opulence of associates of Lord Vishnu, Gop Kumar was thinking, they possess so much opulence, but they are not attached to it. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad describes that those associates of Lord Vishnu, they were not attached towards the opulence that they've possessed there at the abode of Vaikuntha. Lord Narayan is possessing so much opulence. And if those servants of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, wouldn't possess the very same opulence, how they would be able to serve him? Even the most austere sadhus, they're glorifying the abode of Vaikuntha, those associate servants of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha, because although they possess so much opulence, they are not attached to it. If someone is serving the Lord, they need to develop all those qualities of cleanliness. If someone is not clean, they can't approach the Lord, being smelly and unclean. They need to clean themselves to be supremely pure in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, to serve the most opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead, that supreme opulence is required as well. So these associates of Lord Vishnu, they possess the opulence, but they are not attached to it. So in this way, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad has given conclusion, described these points. So the associates of Lord Vishnu, they accompanied Gop Kumar to Vishnu Lok. They came back, getting permission of Lord Vishnu to bring Gop Kumar to inner abode of Vaikuntha. Gop Kumar has seen further on that all the gatekeepers, they were also looking the same as Lord Vishnu. They were completely the same. Exactly the same. Gop Kumar again started offering obeisances to them, thinking that they are Lord Vishnu, and started glorifying them. But again, they also have told, hey Gop Kumar, we are not Lord Vishnu, we are his servant only. So, in this way, Gop Kumar was passing from gate to gate, seeing different gatekeepers, and they were all approving Gop Kumar to enter inside, towards further and further inner areas of Vaikuntha. And Gop Kumar, again, he has glorified them, offering obeisances. And those associates of Lord Vishnu that were by Gop Kumar's side, they understood that Gop Kumar couldn't recognize who is Lord Vishnu, and couldn't recognize that these are his servants, his associates. So they have explained to him, we all look the same, very same as Lord Vishnu himself. But there is something specific that is on him that he only possesses. And by that you can recognize that is Lord Vishnu. He is wearing that sign of Lakshmi Devi, Sri Vatsa, the golden lion on his chest. He himself only possesses that. So in this way, they've explained that specific quality of Lord Vishnu that only he possesses, and by which Gop Kumar wouldn't further able to recognize Lord Vishnu. And they've told Gop Kumar, hey Gop Kumar, when you approach Lord Vishnu, you should, along with obeisances, glorify him. And they taught him all the glorifications. Entering the further inner portions of Vaikuntha abode, Gop Kumar was amazed seeing further and further opulence. And there, now Gop Kumar could see, there was a seat made of hooded Anantadev, and his thousand heads, his thousand serpent heads of Lord Ananta were like umbrella over Lord Vishnu, who was sitting under it. The transcendental body of Lord Vishnu was so effulgent that it looked like not just hundreds and hundreds, but millions, endless suns were shining, were rising and shining. Such effulgence was of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu. Having the darshan of Lord Vishnu, Gop Kumar has fainted. He was feeling as if transcendental madness. He couldn't speak. He was experiencing great bliss in his mind. Even coming to consciousness, still Gop Kumar, he couldn't speak. He was completely stunned upon having darshan of Lord Vishnu. All those stutis, all those glorifications, prayers that he have heard from the associates of Lord Vishnu, now he has forgotten everything. He could see in front of him the great Muni, the great sage Narad. He was glorifying the Lord, singing kirtan. He was dancing in bliss. Lord Vishnu was in bliss, experiencing so much bliss by watching Narad Muni, his performance of kirtan and dancing in bliss for his pleasure, for Lord Vishnu's pleasure. Gop Kumar, in his Vraja Bhav, he has desired to run towards Lord Vishnu and embrace him. But those associates of Lord Vishnu, they have stopped Gop Kumar. At that moment, as they have stopped him, as he was running to embrace Lord Vishnu, Gop Kumar has fainted again. In his commentaries, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, he explains, that in Vaikuntha everyone is servant of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Das. And those servants of Lord Vishnu, they can't embrace Lord Vishnu. That is not proper behavior for the servant. Servants are offering obeisances, glorifying the Lord, but they're not allowed to embrace Lord Vishnu unless he would embrace them on his own. When Gop Kumar gained consciousness again, he was standing with folded hands. Profuse tears were coming from his eyes, and due to those profuse tears, he couldn't have Lord Vishnu's darshan properly. All these prayers that he had pre-prayed, now he was not able to utter a word. Lord Vishnu started speaking. He was welcoming Gop Kumar. Come, come close to me. Gop Kumar approached closer towards Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu bestowed his lotus merciful hand upon his head. In this way, bestowing fearlessness upon Gop Kumar. And he has told, I was waiting for you for such a long time. He even addressed Gop Kumar as, Hey Sakya, oh my friend. Lord Vishnu continued, I was waiting for you for such a long time. To reach me, you were worshiping me in so many ways. And in some life again, you stopped worshiping me, stopped worshiping me. Sometimes in some lives you performed favorable activities in order to reach me, and sometimes unfavorable activities. Still, I kept waiting for you. There, in Vaikuntha, servings of Lord Vishnu is in great opulence. So there is great difference between worship of Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna. Lord Vishnu's worship is in Dasya Bhav, in a mood of a servant. Servant in opulence, where obeisances and prayers, glorification of the Lord can be offered, but not embrace. But in Krishna's bhajan, you can see there are all these different kinds of relationships. Besides servitorhood, dasyam, there is sakyam, friendship, vatsalyam, parenthood, and madhur bhav, intimate, loving mood towards the Lord. There are all these different moods available in the service of Lord Krishna. Servants are serving Lord Shri Krishna, and Krishna's friends as Shridam, Sudam, Arjuna, they're friends of Krishna. They're playing with him. Mother Yashoda and other gopis, they have parental mood towards Shri Krishna. They consider Shri Krishna to be their son, or as if their son. And in madhur, intimate loving mood, the lovers of Shri Krishna, they are considering Shri Krishna is our lover, Shri Krishna is our husband, depending on the relationship of this intimate love. So the worship of Shri Vishnu is very hard. Why? Because there is a fear of committing offenses. But in worship of Sri Krishna, in his service, there is no fear of offering or committing offenses because of the relationship, very close relationship, as friendship, parenthood, of intimate loving relationship. But if there wouldn't be such intimate relationship as, for example, parenthood, etc., mentioned relationship, so there would be a fear of committing offenses. So there are instances when even having such a close relationship with Lord Shri Krishna Vrajavasis, we're considering him to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes they would say, "Oh, Shri Krishna, please forgive our offenses." With folding hands, they were asking forgiveness of Shri Krishna. They were saying, "We were thinking, when you were killing different demons, that you were blessed by Lord Narayan. But now, seeing you carrying all the Govardhan Mountain on the small finger of your left hand, seeing that, we think that you must be Supreme Personality of Godhead." But Shri Krishna, who came to perform his human-like leela in Vraj, he didn't wish that mood of awe and reverence from his Vrajavasis. And they have told, "What are you speaking about? Which personality of Godhead? Which Supreme Personality of Godhead? It's not like that." Krishna was relishing all these human-like leelas in Vraja. Sometimes his friends were, due to playing, carried by Krishna on his shoulders. Sometimes they were fighting with sticks, etc. And Krishna relished such intimate relationship with them. But now, with folding hands, they were standing in front of him asking his forgiveness. They've considered him to be their friend. Seeing Shri Krishna holding whole Govardhan Mountain, such a huge, high and wide mountain, they were amazed and in awe and reverence. But Shri Krishna explained, "It's not like that. I'm not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, Giriraj Govardhan gave me a special mantra." Vrajavasis, they are very simple. They've believed Krishna and they ask, "Which kind of mantra?" But Shri Krishna told them, "You know that mantra shouldn't be uttered like that, but I will tell you what this mantra does. When Indra sent such a forceful rain and storm, and when you all came to me for shelter to protect you, Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan, has given me this mantra, and by the power of that mantra, all of the Vrajavasis power, I could gather and have it to hold Giriraj Mountain on my own." Being very rasic, Krishna's friends, they have told, cowherd boys, they have told, "Oh, we have seen you kind of murmuring. We were thinking that you were feeling cold of the profuse rain that Indra has sent." Some other boy has said, "Oh, we were thinking you are just eating some chickpeas within your mouth. This is why you were moving your mouth." And Shri Krishna told them, no, it's not like that. I was chanting mantra that Giriraj Govardhan has given to me. This is why you could see that my lips were trembling. And while I was chanting that mantra with great absorption, all of you that were looking at me were actually giving me your power. As you were watching me, I could pull the power that you had. The power from all of you I was gaining, and I was able to hold Giriraj Govardhan. Cowherd boys were further telling Sri Krishna, oh, this is so. We had so much power. And then we have felt that over our power has left us. In a playful mood, Madhu Mangal has also told, oh, this is so. I had so much power as well. And then I was feeling instantly so tired. This is why. In one instance, Nanda Baba, he has also told to all the Vrajavasis in presence of Krishna, yes, my Krishna seems to be really the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hey, Vrajavasis, when I was captured by the associates of Varundev, as I was taking bath in Yamuna early in the morning, still during night time, I was captured by them and brought in front of Varundev. But when Krishna appeared to save me, instantly, Varundev stood up from his seat and he has offered obeisances to my kanai, to Krishna. He has offered, along with all his associates, they have captured me, they've all asked permission, forgiveness of Sri Krishna with folded hands. They were glorifying him. He must be the Supreme Lord. This is the proof. In such instance, Sri Krishna has told, all right, let's accept that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If it's really so, then you can ask me something that I can fulfill, some desire of yours that I can fulfill. And the Vrajavas is told, listen, Kanai, we have a desire. We would like to see Vaikuntha. We are praying to you to fulfill this desire of ours. We want to see Vaikuntha. Do you have any problem to fulfill this desire? Krishna answered, no, no problem. Krishna has instructed them, look, there is that Brahma Bay. As in Yamuna, there is also that bay, that steady water where Kaliya was staying. There is another bay-like portion of Yamuna where steady waters called Brahma Bay is there. Krishna told them, you should all go to that Brahma Bay and you should merge yourself in those waters, and in this way you will reach to Vaikuntha. Vrajavasi did so. They dipped themselves in that portion of Yamuna called the Bay of Brahma, and instantly they find themselves in Vaikuntha. As they dipped themselves in that Bay of Brahma, all the Vrajavasis has reached Vaikuntha instantly. And they have seen everyone has four hands there. And they were thinking, we Vrajavasis have two hands. But why do all the inhabitants of Vaikuntha have four hands? What for? Why do they need four hands for? Vrajavasis were greeting all these associates of Lord Vishnu, Vishnu Dutas, by calling the names of Lord Ram, Ram, Ram. But they wouldn't answer. They would tell them, go away, go away. Vrajavasis couldn't understand the words of associates of Lord Vishnu, inhabitants of Vaikuntha, because they spoke Sanskrit. All these inhabitants of Lord Vishnu, inhabitants of Vaikuntha, associates of Lord Vishnu, they were having four hands, they were greatly opulent, but they wouldn't respond to Vrajavasi's greetings of Ram Ram. As Vrajavasis were walking through Vaikuntha and they were approaching further gates, at one point those gatekeepers, they've stopped them. They have told Vrajavasis, those gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, that they can't go further on. They were speaking in Sanskrit, and Vrajavasis, who didn't know Sanskrit, they knew only Vrajavasa. They didn't speak Bengali, they didn't speak Hindi or Sanskrit, and they couldn't understand Vishnu Dutas. And their Vrajavasis, the village people, and they didn't like to be stopped by gatekeepers. They were thinking, anyhow, we will go through these gates. Who is there to stop us? Through the gates of Vaikuntha and approaching further, Vrajavasis could see the seat on which Lord Vishnu was sitting, and there was one old person, four-headed Brahma, sitting in front of Lord Vishnu. It was not only him, but there were endless Brahmas sitting there in front of Lord Vishnu. There was four-headed Brahma, Brahma of our universe, and all the different Brahmas from different universes, those different Brahmas that created other universes, bigger universes. Thus they had even 8 heads, 16 heads, endless heads. Peeking from the gates, Vrajavasis wanted to enter further on, but Vishnu Dutta's gatekeepers didn't allow them. So from those gates, Vrajavasis were peeking inside and they could see a huge simhasan with umbrella of endless heads of Anantadev, serpent, great divine serpent Anantadev, who was making the umbrella with his endless heads above Lord Vishnu, who was shining as millions of moons, millions of suns, sitting on Simhasan. Vrajavasis wanted to enter, but gatekeepers didn't want to allow them. Vrajavasis could see Lord Vishnu has the same face as their Kanai. They were saying, look, this is our Kanai. He is like our Kanai. But all these gatekeepers, they don't want to allow us to come to him. There in Vraja, we can be with our Kanai. We can play with him. We can do anything and everything along with him. All the time, whenever he wants. But here at Vaikuntha, we are not allowed to come close to Supreme Lord having the same face, looking as our Kanai. Then, We don't need this Vaikuntha. We are going back to our Vraj, where we can be with our Kanai constantly. Coming back to Vraj, Vrajavasis could see their Kanai was sitting by Yamuna. And instantly all the Vrajavasis started offering glorifications to Sri Krishna. That Vaikuntha is such a abode of great opulence, but we don't need it at all. We are completely satisfied and in the greatest bliss here with you in Vrajadham. This Vrajabhumi, Vrajadham, is much greater than Vaikuntha. There we were not allowed to come close to you, to come close to Lord Vishnu, having the same face as you. By here, in Vrajadham, we can be with you constantly. So, also by Vrajavasis, the abode of Vraj is glorified as endless time more glorious than even Vaikuntha itself. Gop Kumar has met his Gurudev in Vraj, but in actuality his Gurudev. He was Lord Vishnu himself, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna himself. The Supreme Lord is taking form of Sri Guru, coming to everyone's doors and distributing, giving diksha. As this verse is saying, Lord Govinda himself in a form of Guru, he is giving diksha. He's going from door to door and bestow blessings by giving diksha. As this verse is saying, Lord Krishna Govinda himself, in a form of a guru, he's bestowing blessings upon everyone, going from door to door and giving diksha. And in a form of sadhu, in a form of a sadhu Vaishnava, he is bestowing blessings of instructions of scriptures, of shastra, bestowing shiksha. In a form of a guru, the Lord is bestowing diksha, and in the form of Vaishnava, he is bestowing shiksha, instructions. Who is the greatest, glorified as the greatest? Those who are sitting in Vrajadham at one place, one asana, meaning they are sitting at one asana and performing bhajan, they are the greatest. But glorification continues further. Yes, they are the greatest, but greatest of these devotees, they've given everything to the Lord and performing his bhajan, are those who even leave the dham and preach the glories of the Lord. Vrajadham is Chintamani Dham, where Sri Radharani is bestowing blessings upon everyone, where all desires are being fulfilled. This means Chintamani Dham, the abode where all desires are being fulfilled. And by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, no one is feeling lack of anything. Even the poor persons, they're receiving everything they need. They don't feel any lack by the blessings of Sri Radharani. But when someone goes outside of the dham, they experience so many difficulties. Sometimes they don't get arrangements for staying, for getting proper prasadam. Those who are going outside of the Dham and preaching, they can understand why devotees are going and performing such austerities outside of the Dham. Because they wish to bestow blessings of those who are non-devotees to become devotees one day. So those who are going to preach the glories of the Lord are even more glorious than devotees staying in the Dham. Those devotees that are preaching are the greatest of all. So the Lord Himself is taking the form of Guru and Sadhu to bestow blessings of Diksha, initiation, where the mantras, Diksha mantras are received, and in the form of Vaishnava, Sadhu, who is giving Shiksha, preaching instructions of scriptures, Shastras. So, Gop Kumar, he was worshipping Shri Krishna. He didn't worship Shri Vishnu. Knowing that Gop Kumar has love for Shri Krishna, for Shri Radharani, Lord Vishnu and his wife Lakshmi, they've taken form of Radha and Krishna to please Gop Kumar. The Lord of Vaikuntha, he has told to Gop Kumar, you can further go to the abode of Ayodhya, abode of Lord Ram. And in this way, we can hear further descriptions of Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad by the mercy of Sri Radharani, by the mercy of Nitai Gaur. We will hear all these topics, how Gop Kumar has reached further abodes of Ayodhya, Dwaraka, Goloka Dham. And today, we are keeping our today's katha to rest here.
Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai, Vedavyas Bhagavan Ki Jai, Sri Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrita Ki Jai, Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Mata Uttara Devi Ki Jai, Sri Gop Kumar Ki Jai, Damodar Vrata Ki Jai, Apan Apan Sri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai, Samabato Bhakta Mandali Ki Jai, Ajke Ananda Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Hari. Nitai.